Yes, and so important, most spectacular scientific discovery made on ISS. There will be long time to talk about this one, but we do research on every field, and every field it's a discovery. The important thing is not to discover spectacular things, it's to discover things. This is what we are doing here. Over. Well, in case somebody gets seriously sick, we do have our spacecraft, our Soyuz spacecraft here on board. We can jump on the Soyuz spacecraft and get back to Earth in about 4 hours. Yes, I wanted to be an astronaut since I was a kid, and nothing. This is just what I wanted to do. That's what brought me here. Over. Well, we don't. We did not have that many critical situations. A month ago, one of the pieces of equipment outside the station failed, and we had to send out two people in a spacewalk to fix it. But it was not really, really, really critical. Over. Well, no, I cannot see the jamboree I looked for, but I could not. Probably would help if I know exactly where it is, but it's very difficult here on the station going at 8 kilometers per second, and it will not help if you have a laser, unless you have a really, really, really powerful one, which I don't think you have. Over. Well, we are in space here, there is no atmosphere, so we see the stars are brighter and better, we see more stars, but not significantly different than what you are on Earth. Over. Well, spacewalks is something that is not done every day. By the way, the Russian cosmonauts are doing a spacewalk in a couple of weeks. We do it, let's say, every 3 or 4 months, as often as necessary. It is dangerous. Well, if you work in an environment where everything can kill you, and if you have a problem, you have to come back really quick. Yes, I would say it's dangerous. Over. Well, you don't. You just clean yourself, taking a towel, putting a little bit of soapy water, and brushing yourself in this way. There is no way to shower in space so far. Over. Well, the sunsets from the ISS are different, very different than from Earth. The sun goes away very, very fast. It's actually different. They are beautiful, but they are different. And we do see polar lights, or we do see the beautiful green lights coming down, but not rainbows because there is no atmosphere. Over. Well, if it is a very small meteorite, it could get stopped by the shield that we have. And so far we had many, and all have been stopped. But if it will be really big, I would guess it will actually make a hole into the station and will start losing air, which is not a good thing. So we have emergency procedure in case this happened, but it did not happen so far. Over. Well, food is it's decent. It's like camping food. I think you guys are cooking a little bit and not eating just cans. But here we have to eat cans of food that has been prepared on Earth maybe 1 or 2 years before. It tastes okay. Over. Uh, Yes, I think being up here gives you a new and different perspective. It allows you to see the Earth from far, far away, understanding that we are all together in this world. I feel even more smaller and insignificant. But all together, we do make a great contribution to Earth, and we need to be careful on what we do to Earth. Over. Sometimes you lose things. So microgravity, if you let something go, it can go anywhere and it can be lost forever. So it's very annoying because you're working and suddenly you miss a tool and you cannot work. Over. Well, going back to Earth is a very good experience and be back on Earth means feeling again, feeling a human being. So smelling things, eating something, go around with different people, do the things, everyday things that here you cannot do. Over. In one single day here in space, and we usually don't feel it because we are inside working, but if you look outside, you see the night and day coming and going. In any case, we are looking at our watch to know what time of the day it is, and we use UTC time, Universal Time. Over. Not at the moment. We have done some experiments to call these plants because if you want to go for a deep exploration, we need to have something to eat. But at the moment, we don't. In any case, plants grow nicely here in space. Over. Well, it's not bad because you are here working and doing something that makes sense for the benefit of everybody, so it's very fulfilling. Over. Well, I feel I miss my family, my kids, but I try not to miss things that they are not here. Instead, there are so many things here you can discover, and that's always the case. Like you guys that you are in this camp, Isotenko 2017, you're Bula, you're building your youth castle, you're doing all sorts of crazy things, and you're not missing home because you're looking at some other stuff, and this is what you're doing here in space. Over.